Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, but I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. It feels like we are getting a definitive answer.
Seems that way.
On WrestleMania this year. So this is coming to us from the ESPN app as of 8:43 Pacific time, Friday night. From ESPN staff writer Mark Raimondi. WrestleMania 36 in jeopardy as Hillsborough County says it might, quote, pull the plug. The event currently scheduled for, of course, April 5th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, which, by the way, with minus one commercial, the date I don't think was even mentioned on SmackDown by Michael Cole or Triple H. So this is from Hillsborough County Commissioner Les Miller. Said this, quote, I'm hoping that Vince McMahon and WrestleMania and WWE make the call themselves, but a week from now, if they've not done that and we're still in the situation we're in, we'll probably have to pull the plug on that. So he continues here, or the writer here, ESPN continues. Miller's remark comes a day after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that cities and counties should cancel mass gatherings over the next 30 days to limit the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, of course, on Thursday, there was a press conference from Tampa's mayor where she referred to a meeting, and there was an emergency meeting. And more or less what they said is they were a bit like no one was really willing to make a decision at that point. They were going to give another week and revisit, and if WB wasn't going to cancel, and then they would see about maybe forcing their hand. But that feels a lot more declarative and pointed.
Yeah.
I believe it was Fightful had a write-up about WB's insurance situation for the event.
Yeah, sure.
And if I remember correctly, in short, is if WB pulls the plug, they may get some. They may not get any insurance payout for that. However, if the plug is pulled for them, then they would.
And this would be obviously for like the large deposit they have to place
I think the reference that they made was not that they had inside information in terms of what kind of insurance policy WB has for Mania, just what is kind of standard for large scale events such as these.
Yeah.
Whether it be sporting events, whatever. And I guess one could extrapolate that WB would take out such an insurance policy in the event of, you know, a calamity such as this occurring. That would prohibit WrestleMania from going forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can speculate all day long. We did that sort of on Wednesday's news brief. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday night's news brief. You know, what they're going to do in lieu of WrestleMania, if they're going to figure out some way, storyline, to keep the storylines that seem to be reaching a conclusion here very shortly, if they're going to extend those. Or if half of these matches are still going to take place within at the PC as part of Raw and SmackDown programming or NXT programming, and then they'll have like new matches for WrestleMania. I don't know. I wanted to mention this though before we talk about the rest of the news stories. WrestleTalk reached out to us today They are doing something really cool. So obviously one of the bigger stories here, of course, is a lot of independent wrestlers and shows like, for example, WrestleCon are really feeling it bad.
Yes.
The WWE has oodles of money and they can handle this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously WrestleMania is an attraction that brings tons of independent wrestling to the area wherever WrestleMania is. And they are out a lot. I mean, some of these guys, like when we were there 2 years or 3 years ago now, for example, David Bixenspan has a great write-up in Vice about how bad this is going to get for some people.
Yeah, like the owner of High Spots who puts on WrestleCon.
Yeah.
The quote is, if it's canceled, he'll have to sell his house, essentially.
Exactly. He mentions, so 3 years ago, before Matt Riddle went to NXT, he did 11 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a name like that at that time, who's on the precipice of going to taking the NXT leap, that's a lot of money.
It really is.
For him. I mean, you can, you know, if he's wrestling, let's say, twice a week otherwise, you know, obviously that's, you know, you could do the math on that one.
Yeah.
So WrestleTalk is out there and they have, let's see here, the press release. Here we go. WrestleTalk, they're putting on a show with Will Ospreay. And this sounds absolutely fantastic. If I can get to the beginning of the, here we go. WrestleTalk is partnered with former New Japan Pro Wrestling junior heavyweight champion and current Rev Pro British heavyweight champion Will Ospreay for a special live event Monday 16th, 2020. That would be April 16th.
April.
Yeah.
So Monday, yeah.
Yeah. So it is WrestleTalk Showcase No Fans Monday. It's a special event that will take place in 229 The Venue in London at 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. noon Pacific time, our time, where Will Ospreay, Rampage Brown, Robbie X, B. Priestley, Nathan Cruz, WrestleTalk Scholarship winner Callum Newman, the OJMO, and other leading British independent wrestlers will put on a supercard of dream matches for free on YouTube. Fans will be able to donate to the wrestlers throughout the show using YouTube Super Chat system, with all profits being made during the event split amongst the talent evenly. David Starr versus Callum Newman is announced. The OJMO versus Paul Robinson. Kyle Fletcher versus Connor Mills. Rampage Brown, Nathan Cruz versus Robbie X and Kid Lykos 2. And in the main event, Will Ospreay versus B. Priestley.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool. Hats off to the friendos over at WrestleTalk and Will Ospreay as well for putting that on and helping out wrestlers in the British independent scene. That's great.
Yeah, real terrific stuff. We got a bit more news here, though.
Before I get to that, here's the quote from Fightful. This is Jimmy Van of Fightful. This is what you just say. Quote, the answer comes down to, as far as Mania cancellation, answer comes down to insurance coverage. In pro sports, most leagues opt to pay for premium coverage called communicable disease-related losses. If a pro league acts on the recommendation to cancel as opposed to the order to cancel, they may not be able to trigger coverage that they may not be able to recoup losses through insurance. He mentions an instance where the Columbus Blue Jackets, the NHL, were going as planned until Ohio essentially says, no, you can't do it.
Yeah, so if I'm putting on an event and I get insurance for it, I can't just back out and then collect on the insurance.
Exactly.
They have
then
to
you're
be
willfully backing out.
And yeah, their hand has to be
what
forced.
What is the term, force majeure?
Yeah, that's right.
Force majeure. Which pretty much says a force of nature,
mm-hmm.
or I guess that's what majeure means. I don't know. Essentially, it's what it means.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like essentially something has happened that prohibits you from putting on the event.
Yeah. Looks like we're also getting, obviously, with all this, more shows, more WWE shows of the PC. This was first reported by PW Insider and since confirmed by the WWE in a surprise to absolutely no one. I'm glad you put that in the notes. Quote, this Monday night, Raw will air live as regularly scheduled and emanate from WWE's training facility in Orlando, Florida, with only essential personnel in attendance, including in that essential personnel, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
The event was originally scheduled in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And yeah, we can pretty much expect for the foreseeable future, all Raws, NXTs, and SmackDowns to emanate from the Performance Center in empty arenas until this whole thing clears up or... as you're speculating, perhaps the coronavirus invades the roster.
Yeah. If
where's that coronavirus? Come here. I'm gonna fight him.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean,
it's on the quantum level, Vince.
I'd be really surprised if one talent tests positive, they don't do a full NBA and suspend things.
Fight through it. fight through it.
That's a huge liability issue for him. It's a publicly traded company. You can't do that anymore. Update. 90s, maybe he would have tried to pull that off. Can't do that anymore.
we had a lengthy discussion about that in the first version of this. Yeah. I respectfully disagree.
You can disagree. I'm just saying I would be honestly surprised. Things are way different now than they were years ago.
Vince would have to be convinced.
Yeah.
And he convincing
would be
Vince.
It'd be a board meeting where it would be, I don't know, 11 to 1. He'd be the lone vote to keep going.
Yeah.
Guess what? He loses.
Oh man,
it'd be a massive PR hit.
I'd love
hit,
to be a fly on the wall.
Potential liability
for that
hit. If you think the stock price is low now, wait till it was found out that he let a wrestler or wrestlers wrestle.
It got down to 31 and change today. Yeah, and then it bounced back up to like 34 and change.
It'd be a massive issue. Not going to happen.
Speaking of not going to happen, AEW Dynamite shows as we know them again. Obviously, they're shutting down business for those live TV tapings. They will still be taping them. So basically, they announce AEW that all future episodes, I'm sorry, that future episodes of Dynamite.
Yeah, at least the next two they announced.
They were going to be filmed at Jacksonville's Daily Place. However, the city of Jacksonville said, because they announced today, Thursday that is, that all city facilities, including Daily's, would be closed down. And in fact, I like how this was kind of broken because a Twitter user tweeted at the city of Jacksonville and said, because it had been rumored, I guess, that they were going to do it at Daly's Place. Yeah, I don't think the AEW ever announced that.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they actually announced it. Okay. And they tweeted at the city of Jacksonville, said, does that include Daly's Place? And the city of Jacksonville tweeted back, yep.
Yep. I've never seen a graphic this morning for Dynamite moving to Jacksonville. Wrestling Observer is reporting.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
Wrestling Observer is reporting that, quote, as of this writing, the shows are still being taped every Wednesday in a closed set. Originally, they're going to have media and families allowed, but not fans. But AEW confirmed to us today that no media will be allowed to attend. Additionally, AEW's dates on April 1st in Milwaukee, April 8th in St. Louis have been postponed till October 28th. And October 7th, respectively.
Yeah.
So we're going to see the whole thing's constantly in flux. We're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of cancellations, a lot of postponed dates, even more than we've already seen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of going to be the new normal for the foreseeable future.
It's going to be raining this weekend here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a giant tub and collect all that rainwater. Because everything's falling apart, man. Everything's falling apart.
You got two jugs of water back there. Will you take one? I take one. Oh, they're right there.
They're right there. They're right there. Anyways.
Even Steven, man.
Speaking of drinking, though, Larson, go ahead and tell us about Hangman Page.
Yeah, he's not drinking the fans beer
This is on official Hangman Page letterhead.
Yeah, it really is. This is it's quite a thing. So he's put out a statement today on Twitter saying, in light of current events, that he is taking the advice of medical professionals and no longer taking beers from the audience and consuming them.
Yeah.
Because he's putting himself at risk. And then, of course, he takes a drink and then give it back to somebody or give it to someone else and they drink from it. You could be passing stuff all over the place.
Look at this. Look at this. It's on Hangman Page letterhead.
Look what it says above his name there.
Typed onto a piece of paper by an AEW errand boy at the drunken behest of Hangman Adam Page.
So as mentioned, he will not be drinking beer from the fans. He'll be traveling with his own beverages, the beverage of his choice from this point on, whiskey.
Look at how professionally I'm scrolling.
It's really well done. You're doing yeoman's work over there. Great stuff. And also he mentions he won't be performing any moves that involves touching anybody else's face.
Yeah, so the mandible claw, that one time he spat, Frankie Kazarian spat at him, he licked it and then spat it back.
It's a sign of disrespect. No bellied bellies either. He offers some advice. Wash your hands.
Yeah, everybody should be doing that.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't go in public.
Avoid public gatherings when possible. Yeah. Don't go in public.
don't go outside. Use your turn signal. There's always great advice.
Well, yeah, but that's not really germane to the situation.
Consider the benefits of Medicare for All.
Sure.
It'd be great if that were the case. It'd be fantastic.
Okay. Yes.
Go Bernie. And then pineapple on pizza. That's something I can get behind.
Okay. He's straying wildly off course there. I feel like I was.
Did
with
you
him
not
for
read
second.
It? It said at the top of the letterhead.
I was.
Stream of consciousness.
I was there for a Page. Second. He didn't say stream of consciousness.
No, I'm saying
he
it was stream.
At the drunken behest.
I'm saying it is stream of consciousness.
That's good stuff. So some levity, but also, he's done. I think the main point of that is if you're in the crowd, Well, I mean, here's the thing, though, is it's sort of a catch 22. There's no crowd to give him beer. And once there is a crowd to give him beer, that beer is totally safe, man.
We don't know that. It's going to be a while till I feel like we can be like comfortable, rest easy, knowing either we did it, we beat it, or we just bought ourselves some time and come next winter, we got to do this all over again.
Where's my predictions title? We should make predictions on when this is going to end.
Gosh.
When this is going to be done. When are we going to get the next Raw in front of a live crowd? I'm going to say by June 15th.
Wow, that's really optimistic.
I know.
That's really optimistic.
I know. It is. Remember H1N1? Apparently, technically, I don't remember any hysteria for that.
I don't either.
By the way.
That was 2009. I was really like that. When it hit, I was super busy. I was working. No, seriously. I was working 90 hours a week.
Yeah, I've heard those stories.
So it was like I go to work. I work. I go to sleep. I go home. I go to sleep for 5 hours. I go back to work. There was no time for me to follow up anything. It's shocking I didn't get sick.
It was, well, around that time, 2009, that was more 2008 for you. By 2009.
No, 2009 was, spring of 2009 is when we were
early 2009.
Yeah, when we were doing that particular show.
Okay.
So when it hit, I was like basically not paying attention to anything.
Yeah, but it lasted until late 2010.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't remember.
I guess it depends, you know, you see the graph, the peak, depends where the peak happened and how long the drop was thereafter.
The emergency was declared in 2009, the national emergency, I think it was, April 26th, like late April.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and I was right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Not of H1N1, but working too much.
I don't remember, but it's 61 million people came down with it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't remember a damn lick of it. You know, so anyways, hey, be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe.
Help out your neighbors. If you have elderly neighbors, take care. You know,
family members,
help them
friends,
out.
Whatever. Help them out. Do what you can.
Yeah,
they're the people that are most at risk.
Yeah, for sure.
If they need some stuff at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
Go get it from there.
Maybe go hop over there. Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy out there.
Just be cool. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later. Hit that like button. Let's try to get this one to like 550.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.